I feel that what this passage means to me personally is that I've been so stressed over finances and worries about my career future and my finances and my paying bills and everything that the stress is gonna eat me alive, and I might have heart problems because of all the stress and everything. This lesson from 1 Timothy is important. There is great godliness in contentment. 1 Timothy 6 continues in verse 11. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the presence of God who gives life to all things, and of Jesus Christ, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession. I charge you to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in inapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for the rich in this world, charge them not to be haughty, nor set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly furnishes us with everything to enjoy. Now, I might not be rich, but I understand what this means in my life. I too often have set my hopes on uncertain riches. I really need to set my heart and my hopes on God. I think I probably will find more contentment if I do this. And if you set your hopes on God instead of on wealth, you might also find the contentment in Christ. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, please help me to find contentment. Help me to find contentment in your Son Jesus, and find contentment in all that you have given me. Lord, you have provided me with the basic things that I need, and you have also provided much more than I even deserve. Lord, please help me to be content with that, even when life doesn't seem to be treating me very nicely. I pray these things in the name of your Son, Lord. Amen.
And now, time once again for
Skeptic Corner!
The biblical writer did not see fit to have Moses point out to the Lord that he had been brought up as an Egyptian, had an Egyptian name, as was noted in the commentary for Exodus 2, verses 5 through 10, and had not been enslaved.
Well, think about it seriously. I mean, God can read minds anyway, and he could probably see through that excuse. And plus, Moses is Jewish. He is clearly not an Egyptian, and he probably looks different, and probably he identifies more with the Israelites than he does with the Egyptians. He probably realized by then that he could have easily been killed like all those other Hebrew males that had been killed by the Egyptians.
Consequently, he might have a problem getting the people to take him seriously.
Well, Moses did take a lot of prodding from God before he did all those things necessary to free the Israelites from Egypt. But I mean, think about it. This is almost like a cow becoming the manager of McDonald's. I mean, if you're in that situation, you'd be extremely horrified and you'd want to do something about your fellow people or whatever. You'll notice that Moses was so ashamed of Egyptian government and all that stuff, and so ashamed of how his people were being treated, that he killed an Egyptian slave master. Clearly, if Moses actually sympathized with the Egyptians, a lot of this stuff wouldn't have even happened.
Maranatha!
And now, page 7 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke. Well, not right off the bat. I'd have to call... Doe. Scott sighed and plopped down in a large leather swivel chair behind the computer. Pudgy gasped. Without warning, a horned monster's head had appeared on the monitor and began laughing at the owl.
Get out of here while you still can.
The voice kept barking. Ah! The owl screamed. He turned pale and flipped the off switch without going through the shutdown process. He unplugged it. Well, fooey on hard drive problems. I don't want that creep on my computer anyway. The phone rang again.
Why don't you just unplug the phone, Scott?
But what if someone calls? Cupcake sighed.
Okay, where is another phone we can use then?
Well, obviously not here. Let's see. This town is pretty small, with few telephones, and I don't get out that much. Let's see. There's Brett, my best friend, but I think he's on vacation right now. I think he went to Australia. In fact, back to Gympie, where he grew up. He's a koala. Did you know koalas smell weird? Well, they do. Patricia headed to the door.
I have neighbor. We can go to neighbor Kimpop's house. Let's go.
Cupcake followed her. Scott was disappointed. Leaving so soon?
Yeah. We got to go. Patricia's house is burning down, Pudgy said. We really need a phone.
The owl looked sad. Okay, I understand. Just leave the poor owl alone in his convenience store.
You can come along if you like. Hint, hint,
said Cupcake, winking at him. The owl blushed.
But what if a customer comes by when I'm gone? How will anyone buy anything if I'm gone?
She gave him a smile.
Well, then, don't come along. Just talk to your guinea pig, like you were doing before we arrived.
The owl cleared his throat.
Well, no. Maybe, yeah. Sure, okay. Would you folks like a map?
What kind of maps do you have?
Well, I have mostly antique maps and a couple newer ones. Osceola, of course. They might be helpful. Of course, True Magnetic North may have shifted somewhat since the map was published.
I don't care.
Scott went behind his desk and took out several rolled up maps. He opened one and spread it out on the desk. Pudgy looked and saw that it was covered in strange writing, which made it extremely difficult to read. This concludes page 7 of Gatsy Smoke.
If you'd like to get in contact with Actree, you may email him at actree@yahoo.com. That is the letter AKKTRI@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.